Cannot stand. What began as a whisper in Springfield soon carried across the cornfields of Iowa, where farmers and factory workers, students and seniors stood up in numbers we had never seen before. They stood up to say that maybe this year we don't have to settle for a politics where scoring points is more important than solving problems. Maybe this year, we can finally start doing something about health care we can't afford. Maybe this year we can start doing something about mortgages we can't pay. Maybe this year, this time, can be different. Their voices echoed from the hills of New Hampshire to the deserts of Nevada, where teachers and cooks and kitchen workers stood up to say that maybe Washington doesn't have to be run by lobbyists anymore. The crumbling schools are stealing the future of black children and white children. That we can come together and build an America that gives every child, everywhere, the opportunity to live out their dreams. This time can be different. And today, on this Tuesday in February, in states north and south, east and west, what began as a whisper in Springfield has swelled to a chorus of millions calling for change. It's a chorus that cannot be ignored, a chorus that cannot be deterred. This time can be different because this campaign for the presidency of the United States of America is different. It's different not because of me. It's different because of you. Because you are tired of being disappointed. And you're tired of being let down. You're tired of hearing promises made and plans proposed in the heat of a campaign only to have nothing change when everyone goes back to Washington. Nothing changes because lobbyists just write another check. Or politicians start worrying about how they'll win the next election instead of why they should. Or because they focus on who's up and who's down instead of who matters. And while Washington is consumed with the same drama and divisions and distractions, another family puts up a for sale sign in their front yard. Another factory shuts its doors. Another soldier waves goodbye as he leaves on another tour of duty in a war that should have never been authorized and should have never been waged. It goes on and on and on. But in this election, at this moment, you are standing up all across this country to say, not this time. Not this year. The stakes are too high and the challenge is too great to play the same Washington game with the same Washington players and somehow expect a different result. This time must be different. This time we have to turn the page. This time we have to write a new chapter in American history. This time we have to seize the moment. We have to choose between looking backwards and looking forward. We have to choose between our future and our past. Because we have been funded by you. You have funded this campaign. And if I'm your nominee, my opponent will not be able to say that I voted for the war in Iraq because I didn't. Or that I gave George Bush the benefit of the doubt on Iran because I haven't. Or that I support the Bush-Cheney doctrine of not talking to leaders we don't like because I profoundly disagree with that approach. And he will not be able to say that I wavered on something as fundamental as whether or not it's okay for America to use torture. Because it's never okay. That is the choice in this election. That's why our party must be the party of tomorrow. And that is the party that I intend to lead as President of the United States of America. When I'm president, we will put an end to the politics of fear. A politics that uses 9/11 as a way to scare up votes. We're going to start seeing 9/11 as a challenge that should unite America and the world against the common threats of the 21st century. Terrorism and nuclear weapons. Climate change and poverty. Genocide and disease. We can do this. Can do this, but it will not be easy. It will require struggle and it will require sacrifice. There will be setbacks and we will make mistakes. And that is why we need all the help we can get. So tonight, I want to speak directly to all those Americans who have yet to join this movement, but still hunger for change. They know it in their gut. They know we can do better than we're doing. They know that we can take our politics to a higher level. But they're afraid. They've been taught to be cynical. They're doubtful that it can be done. But I'm here to say tonight to all of you who still harbor those doubts, we need you. We need you to stand with us. We need you to work with us. We need you to help us prove that together, ordinary people can still do extraordinary things in the United States of America. Change will not come if we wait for some other person. Or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek. We are the hope of those boys who have so little. Who've been told that they cannot have what they dream, that they cannot be what they imagine. Yes, they can. We are the hope of the father who goes to work before dawn and lies awake with doubt that tells him he cannot give his children the same opportunities that someone gave him. Yes, he can. We are the hope of the woman who hears that her city will not be rebuilt, that she cannot somehow claim the life that was swept away in a terrible storm. Yes, she can. We are the hope of the future, the answer to the cynics who tell us our house must stand divided, that we cannot come together, that we cannot remake this world as it should be. We know that we have seen something happen over the last several weeks, over the past several months. We know that what began as a whisper has now swelled to a chorus that cannot be ignored, that will not be deterred, that will ring out across this land as a hymn that will heal this nation, repair this world, make this time different than all the rest. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Thank you.